Good morning. I'm so glad you're here. Today is going to be a very good day because the boss, not the one I pray to, but the one I live with, had said, let's have a barbecue today. And I said, all right. So I think this afternoon will be a good day for a barbecue and all the other goodies that go with it. So I'm looking forward to that. So I hope your day goes well too. But thank you for being here to worship. Well, no, actually, I'm glad you mentioned that because this coming Friday is going to be a special evening for the ladies of the church, and we do hope for a good turnout from you ladies and your friends and also the ladies of First Lutheran in Port Colborne. So be prepared to enjoy a good evening where the men are serving, cooking, and cleaning. So that starts at 6 o'clock Friday evening here at St. Matthew's. That my lovely wife Vera has about me is that I watch the news too much. And I was watching Saturday morning and I was marveling at how many Canadians were busy buying a ticket hoping to win that $50 million prize that was up for grabs on Friday night. It wasn't me, I'm here. And I'm sure that, you know, when people are buying tickets, there are many of them who use their lucky numbers, certain numbers, figuring that, you know, this is going to be the right one to win that prize. Numbers. You know, in the Holy Scriptures, numbers do play a symbolic role, not a magical or mysterious role, but very symbolic. Today, it's the third Sunday of Easter. And number three plays a symbolic role in our hearing of the sacred readings. I'll tell you first a humorous story involving the number three. Sadly, Mildred's husband died and left her instructions that she was to follow upon his death. He gave her three envelopes to be opened upon his death and asked that she follow exactly the instructions that he wrote in them so that he would rest in peace. The first envelope she opened, it contained $5,000 and had a note. And in it, the note said, please use this money to buy a nice casket, which she did. Good for her. The second envelope, well, it contained $10,000 with a note. Please use this money for a nice funeral so my family and friends can enjoy and have a good luncheon and party, which she faithfully did. The third envelope, that was the one. The third envelope, it contained $50,000 and a note in it asking Mildred to buy a nice stone. Mildred, waving her hand in the air, flashing a 10-carat diamond ring, did as he asked her. She bought a $50,000 diamond stone. My wife said, yeah, I'd do that too. The number three, it plays a significant symbolic role to make things, stories, just right. I find that the number two is too little, and the number four can be too much. Three is just right. You know, baseball season, three strikes, and you're out. Third time, it's a charm. One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Within the Holy Scriptures, You will hear the number 3 come up many times. On the third day, Jesus rose from the dead. 3 people were crucified on Good Friday. Jesus took with him 3 disciples upon the mountain where the transfiguration took place. He also took 3 disciples with him as he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. Peter denied Jesus 3 times before the rooster crowed. It is said that Jesus hung on the cross for 3 hours. God is seen 3 times. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, the Trinity. Today's hearing of our gospel has Jesus appearing for the 3rd time to his disciples to show them that he is alive and eats with them. And he asks Peter 3 times, "Do you love me?" What I really like about this 3rd Sunday of Easter is that finally, the disciples are coming to a realization that God is doing something which will affect the whole world. Jesus has breakfast with his disciples, and there begins the work of the church, which continues today, and it involves you and I, where Jesus tells us, "Feed my lambs." I love the reading of the first reading, the wonderful story of the conversion of Saul. His on the road to Damascus experience. There are people today who wish they had that kind of experience before they believe. But Saul, who becomes Paul, he's known as the greatest apostle, helping to spread Christianity throughout the whole Mediterranean region. When I read and I hear that story, Paul is not the real hero in that story. It is the unknown disciple, Ananias, who had the courage to make a house call. And he had the courage, which I like, some humor here, courage to go to Straight Street to get straightened out Saul, who became Paul. You know, Ananias, I'm sure when he heard what God was asking him, he probably said, "Lord, what? You want me to do what? And to go see a man who wants to arrest me and the others, put us in jail for following Jesus?" Because of Ananias going to see Saul, well, the rest is history. And it leaves me wondering, what is God calling for us today to do in bringing about the kingdom of God right here in our midst? Numbers are just numbers. And there were a lot of disappointed Canadians. Their numbers did not come up Friday night, did not come up Saturday night. But there were some lucky ones. Their numbers did come up, and they're doing their happy dance today. For us Christians, each day that we're on the right side of the ground, well, it's a day to do our happy dance before God. And on this 3rd Sunday of Easter, what is being said to me is that, one, I give thanks at what God has done. 2, I give thanks to what God is doing. And 3, I give thanks to what God will do. I've told this before, but I think it's kind of fun. A boy has trouble going to church. And his mother is going to give him 3 reasons why he should go to church. 1, she tells her son, "It's good for your soul. That's why you go to church." 2, "You're 55 years old and you should know by now that you should go to church." And of course, 3, "You're the pastor and they expect you to be there." Celebrate this 3rd Sunday of Easter and give thanks for what God provides. Amen.